Liga Shel of Yehuda. Yehuda approaches Yosef and he battles him. Rashi's plan of Yigash is always a lashon of Goshes for Mochama. Shbalaturim, the Gematras of Elochim and Yosef. He was coming to battle Yosef, and his Indian was he wanted to save Binyamin from being taken as a slave. And he pleaded with Yosef, not knowing it was Yosef. And he argued with him that it's not fair. You told us to bring him down, and we told him they can't leave. It's going to be because Chas V'Shalom is there. It's very dangerous for everybody. And you told him he can't see my face if not. And then finally, we come to the exciting revelation of Yosef to his brothers. No one is there when Yosef is mizvada lechov. He starts to cry, and he's crying. Yosef cannot answer. And the brothers can't answer. Question also over here, we have to understand many things. What's lo yochul lochav la'anois oisoi? What were they answering? He revealed himself. La'anois pashas, he wanted to answer. They couldn't answer. What were they answering? He made a statement, Ani Yosef. It wasn't a question. Chazal, Ha'oid Avichai. Oh, we'll see. Ha'oid Avichai. So maybe you answered the question, Ha'oid Avichai, but that's L'chora, a very, very not posh of the question. What's the question, Ha'oid Avichai? Because if the question was, like the Sephorno lights, what's Oid Avichai? The mice, they came down, they told him the whole story about their father. They sent them down. So he told them the whole story. Yehuda told us that we went back, and the father was very scared to send him. So he knew that the father was around. They were saying the whole time. Now they're worried. If they don't bring him back, maybe something's going to happen. But before he knew they were alive. So what's the question of Avichai? And if we're going to say that maybe the question is that maybe they were lying to him, just like they lied about Yosef, they changed. Rashi says they changed about Yosef. They said he's a mess. So then they could answer. There's not lo yochel lechav la'anos oisoi. So say he's really alive. Yimanu v'shach, yeah? If that's lo yochel la'anos oisoi. Second, we have to understand also what's the nusach over here by side? We learned the famous medrash, Paras Vayigash, the most famous medrash, every mashkiach says over this medrash, every Yosh Yeshiva, Omar Abba Koim Badala, Oilonim Yom Adin, Oilonim Yom Atechocho. What was the other Yom Atechocho? Kishochiach Yosef es Echot. Lo Yochul Lano is Oisa. When he gave them Techocho, they couldn't answer his Techocho. The question is, where was the Techocho being? What was the Techocho? Ani Yosef. What was the Mice of Techocho? And therefore, when a Kodesh Baruch Hu mochiach kol echad v'echad lefi mashehu, Hashem will be mochiach everybody also. We're not going to be very hard for us to answer eventually. And then in the next world, the Yom Adin, Yosef was cotton Shabbat, and he just said, he gave them Techocho, they couldn't answer Techocho. Where was the Techocho? So what you do with the Beis HaLevi's Mahalach, the Beis HaLevi, famous Beis HaLevi, everybody says it over this week, the famous bits, it's the first of the Beis HaLevi's Torah, that Yosef gave Techocho over here, that they were tining what's going to be with our father, what's going to be with our father, because of Binyamin. And he said, Ani Yosef, give me his father business won't go by me. That, you know, you can tell it to somebody else. But to tell me about the father, father, how much sire, and how was this, where were you? Where were you when you sold me? And the Beis HaLevi goes into his whole famous shtickle, beautiful shtickle, the Beis HaLevi, I'm trying to see it, beautiful shtickle, how the worst thing is to be a hypocrite. Be anything but a hypocrite. Meaning, don't be slugged up and be soicy yourself. That's the worst thing. Be, admit that you mistake, or admit that if you at least you understand what's wrong, but don't be somebody who contradicts themselves. That's the worst thing, to be a kind of person that contradicts himself. When it comes to his house, and then a mashulach, and he's coming to collect for the yeshiva, and you know, the matzah is a little bit shver right now. Can't we give you a big check? His wife seen, did you get the concert tickets? He's screaming with the shh, keep it down, I have someone here. You know, I hope you bought those first seat tickets, you know, front row tickets. Yeah, he paid with that. He the money he has for when it comes, so that's the problem. It's not just he has the money. Convince himself he doesn't have the money right now, it's a little tight, you know. It's a little tight, his pants maybe a little tight, a new style, but I don't know about the wild so much, it's so tight. When it comes to stock, it's tight. Comes to anything else, you know, he has four cars outside, three cars he doesn't drive, just to make, you know, make the neighbor get jealous. But the mice, at the end of the day, the says that the person has to be real with himself and understand that the mice, you do have the money. It's just because you're a steerer. When it comes to things that you need for, when it's important things, you use it for that. Just the pshat is that. You don't think about it, that's something else. But don't be real. Don't contradict. Don't besides yourself. Realize that whatever you have, the koichas and the potential to do in the area of gashmi, of things that you're into, you can use it for the ruchni. And then he brings the famous Tazveli Yol. Tazveli Yol meets the fisherman. And the fisherman says, yes, I'm a Jewish fisherman. He says, what's with your learning? You spend all day fishing. Yeah, I'm a very big fisher. I work very much. And fishing and catching fish and selling my fish. He says, what's with that? I don't have time to learn. Hashem didn't give me, when he gave out brains, I'm from the scarecrow, whatever, the tin man, whatever. I didn't get the brains. They left me out. They left me out of the puzzle. They skipped over me. There's no brains. They all go through and say, how do you go about fishing? I have to make a net. I didn't make that. I sew it together. He says, you have brains for this. So you can sit on the left side also. But he said, so again, the same Yisod, but that was according to the Beis HaLevi, that was the Mahalak. You want to see maybe an under Mahalak over here on both sides. In the Yisod of Yosef's Trichocho. And the Diak over here on both sides is very stark also. But Yoyme Yosef El Ochiv El Echov, Ani Yosef Ha'oid Ovichon. He says Ha'oid Ovichon. The Maisa. What's for Oid Ovicha? Right? It doesn't go with the song. Oid Avinu Chai. It doesn't go with the song. It's Avinu. What's Oid Ovicha? There's a diak of Oid Ovicha. So the Maisi, you want to say like this, Rabbi Isai. The MS, we have later in the parasha, Yosef, Bayalim Mitzrayim, Yosef, sends to Mitzrayim, Yosef sends back with the brothers So they go back. Yosef tells them that they should tell their father he's alive. They should run back and they should go back and tell him he's alive. And they come back to the father. Yosef alive. What a besurah tova. Yaakov Avinu is being misabel 22 years. So the Pasuk says, Vayofik Liboy Kiloy Hamimah. The Pasuk says that he had a shtickle heart attack, whatever, Nechlav Liboy, his heartbeat skipped. Vaholach Milahamim. There was no Hamana, Lohia Liboy Poinel Atvarim. His heart wasn't turning towards these things. There was a certain Ihamana belief in what the brothers were saying. He thought they weren't saying the truth. That's now it's a paladin is not from inside. So Maisa, this is not a time for jokes. You know, this is not a young man. And what was Yaakov Avinu thinking when they said this word? Yosef Chai. They're not coming to tell jokes over here. It's a serious situation. It's something that's very, very sticky situation. And they were involved. I'm saying that when Yosef got lost by then, they found the coat. But at the end of the day, he knew that there was a. So what was the Lo Yehamin Lahem? They're not going to come back and tell something like this. So the famous Vard Rabbi said, we said over many times from the Lopian, that the problem was what they said wasn't what they said he was alive. The problem was the Chihu Moisha B'Cholaretz Mitzrayim. And the side of Dvarim is, Rabbi said, that when you go to China, or you go to a foreign country, you have to have the currency of that land. When you go to they're not going to accept foreign currency in that land. When you go to America, you can't pay in shekelim. You can't go to Dairy Barn or wherever. You can't go to Walmart and I have 10 shekels. Can I buy something? They're not going to say, I don't know what a shekel is. You have to come with US dollars. You have to come to US dollars and you have to pay with dollars. And the same way you come to America, to a foreign country, and today language is very common, but many countries, they don't understand English. Or whatever, you come to a certain country, you have to speak the language of that country. If you don't speak the language, they're not going to understand what you're saying. You have to speak the language. In Yaakov's vocabulary dictionary, the word chai is chaye ruchnis. There's no such thing as being alive. There's no such thing as being a matzav of chai if there's a chasar in the ruchnis. If a person's not steiging, not growing, not accomplishing in ruchnis. If a person is not moving forward in Ruchnias, he's not steiging in Ruchnias, that's not Chai. The Gemara says, Mefurish Brachas 18a, says the Gemara over to 18b, Rishoyim Bechayim Kruyim Esim. Rishoyim, they could be alive. They mamash could be alive, but they have, it's not life. Life, in terminology of a person that believes in the Torah, understands that life, living means living a life of fulfillment, of toichen, of ruchni, of accomplishment. Everything we have in our life, people say, is ruchni, this ruchni is attached to it. Even when a person does physical action, people say, this brachas, the Mishnah says, Meshlamed Aleph, the Chol Duchel, the Gemara says in brach, Ezu Dova Shekol, Mara Brachas Amach Gimel, Ezu Dova Shekol HaTarakula, it's called Tluimba. A person could be doing any physical act, but the Maisa, he could be involved in spiritual. It's all spiritual. And when the person adds spiritual, there's Chayim to it. And if it's not, it's Chay Behem, it's not Chay Odom. Chay Odom is a different level, Rabbi say. Chay Odom is a level where it's attached, with his attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if a person's eating, he's sleeping, whatever he's doing, but this attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if a person's a chai in this world, it has to be that there's a growth. It has to be that there's a steiging. That has to be he's moving forward in ruchnius. He's getting attached to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Dveikus b'Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's chayim. That's emes chayim. So when they told him that he's alive, it's not the lo yehamin. The lo yehamin was. Because in Yadu's vocabulary, Chai means Ruchnius. Chai means that you grow in this Steigen Ruchnius. And if there's no Steigen Ruchnius, it's not Chai. So if a person could be in Mitzrayim, could be Moishel in Mitzrayim, a Mokoyim, that was, the Tumah was not Chai, the boy said. Tumas Mitzrayim was not Chai. We always say over from the back of the Agoda, Migdal Eva has his Masi, Sikuri Niflo, Sikuri Maisi is in the back. It says over there, Pshat, that it says, Ani V'loi Malach. Why a Kodesh Baruch had to go B'chloi Duva Atzma into Mitzrayim? Why couldn't it be a Malach? Because Zokta was this far over there, that a Malach, we were afraid that a Malach would be mushba. Only the very word of Azul could go into the Tumazra and take them out. I couldn't. And even though Malach, Poshim Shadrach, the Kodesh Baruch wanted to be before the Azma. But the Svarim say that the reason was, and even though Malach, that a Malach himself would get messed up by the Tumaz Mitzrayim. Can you imagine if I say, Malach, if Fogel Gabriel, we could catch them, you know. Angel's Bar, it's called. And angels bread, angels bar. Gabriel, maybe another shot. You know, let's go in for a shot. What's the pshat about? You don't understand, but the tomb was so crazy that the mice in Mitzrayim, the tumas of Znus and all those in Yonabas were so heavy that Rabbi said it was so thick as the Choshech Mitzrayim. And the mice said, the person didn't want to send a malach in, a malach could be in Mushba. See, compassion for such gracious, such a mitzvah, whatever the mitzvah is. But the mal would be mushba. Peladik is that, that's two mitzvah mitzvahim. And the chiyu moisha b'chol has mitzvahim. Yosef is being moisha there. It's not shy to be a chai. It's chai physical, but it's not shy to be chai. It's about toys, I have to find again, that Yosef did not, it's a peladik, why Yosef sent a postcard, 22 years, sent a postcard back. Postcard. Hi, Dad. Live and well by the Sphinx, you know, a big post with Sphinx in the front and mummies. Send it over from here in Alexander. I'm here in Alexander by the Sphinx, by the mummies. Beautiful picture. I said, hi, Joseph. Things are okay. Don't worry about me, Dad. Send it out. Federal Express, UPS. Come to the house. Send a postcard. So he was afraid to send them out that he was in Mitzrayim. Because he mamash had a chesh v'shom b'tik, he's a mitzvah, what's going to be with him? He didn't say that, there's a psabali toysis, is it? Is it made of soy v'shol dover? Is that was the pshat. Yaakov held the Yaakov v'chiyum moshe b'chlez mitzvah, is that shat akol machai? That's lo yehemin. They're not making a joke, but you can't call him machai, it's not shayah. And then Shteva Yaris Agolois, but he saw the Agolois, which reminded him of the sugi he was holding it. He was still holding in the same sugya. He was still holding in the sugi that he was done. He showed him that he's still holding in the learning. There was a sugi, Mr. Steiging. He's still going in the mouth, but the chi ruach Yaakov Aviyah. That was the chi. Then there was a chayr, my son. The Meila, over here, we want to tie to also Rabbi Yisrael. That's the pshat, hoig ovi chay. Two mahalcha Rabbi Yisrael. One mahalach is poshut that Yosef was the Talmud Muvuk. Was the Talmud Muvuk. The Gemara says in Mimakas Daf Yud, Talmud Shagola Megalin Rabba Imoy. Rab Shagola Megalin Yeshivasa Imoy. There's a halach you have to Megalin Yeshivasa Imoy. That a Rab Shagola Vavkil B'shoigin Megalin Yeshivasa Imoy. You have to send the whole yeshiva into Golas. Rab Shagola Megalin Yeshivasa Imoy. What's the pshat? Where's the makor of this halacha? The Gemara says. The Gemara makas yud. The Gemara learns from a pasuk in Parashat Vayeschonam and nos el achas ha'orim ha'ela v'choy. You send him, the nos has to run away v'choy. Ovid le'imidim v'chiyusa. You have to make sure he's living over there. So okay, so that we understand. You have to make sure that the Gemara says if he's in a place where there's the urine, there's people around. And he has to have food and every sustenance. But what do you have to send his yeshiva with him? What do you have to send his rebbe if he's in Madrigal? Zok to Gemara, because a Talmud without his rebbe is kimi kimeis. What do you mean? He's living very well, breathing. Send him to the doctor. A beautiful checkup. A1 checkup. The lungs are perfect. His nostrils are breathed with the hairs in the nostril, all straight, combed out, groomed nostril hairs. And his ears, perfect hearing. What's meaning? Oh, they be the chai. What's travel chai? Kuntura losh and chai means you're growing ruchnias. And if you don't have your Rebbe, once mentioned over from the Muki Yosef, the Muki Yosef says over there, that what do you have to megal his Rebbe for, says the Muki Yosef. What do I have to megal his Rebbe for? And all the Ari Levi'im are Ari, all the Ari Miklat are Ari Levi'im, all 48 cities are Ari Levi'im. They have Choshev Tamad Echom, big Rabbanim with big frocks over there. It's frocked out over there. You go to the cleaners, mamish, frocked out. There's frocks and hamburgs. Every over there, big Tamad Echom in Ari Levi'im, everybody said. What do you have to send his Rebbe for? Muki Yosef says, because everybody has a Rebbe, Mar Erevin, that everybody has a Rebbe that you learn from, and from that Rebbe you can gain. So even if you learn a voice, if he doesn't have his Rebbe, so it'll be chasoran in chiyus, not just stam. Not just stam, but it's a stam makor, that a person always has to know that he needs to have his Rebbe, to learn by his Rebbe. It's not about, okay, I'm learning okay, it's very nice. I have to be learning, but if you're not by your Rebbe, you don't have your Rebbe. So it's a chesaron in chiyus of voices. It's not just a chesaron study techni. Okay, I might not be. No, it's a side of a chiyus, because the person learns with a different brand, with a different level of learning of voices. When he has that chiyus, the same lechayim will come out of the gan yeshiva suima. What if the gan the whole yeshiva make him a different yeshiva? The teretz is a Rebbe l'tamas a resha of the ben. There's a yachas to voices. There's a meila. That was Yosef's taina. You took me away from Bar Hoyd Avichai. Hoyd Avichai. When you megala me, you threw me into Golis, Beseda. But is my father still alive? The ruchnius that he gave by teaching Torah and steiging the sadchius of Ra, he doesn't have. But more so, Rabbi Yisrael. In the pashtus, he was in Avelis 22 years. All those chashuv kemeis, Rabbi Yisrael. And all that goes around. And it's Choshev Kemeis, there's a certain Gevissa Shtayin, less Shtayin than a person who's doing Avelis. Yosef Oid Obi Chai was, he was saying those terminologies of Choy, the Chai that the Chiyu Moshe B'chalaz Mitzrayim, that Chai also, Oid Obi Chai, the Lo Yochel Lan Lana Say Soy, that they couldn't answer this question, but they knew he was Chai, but the fact that he was missing Yosef, hated the ruchnius of his shtaying, it was a shtaying, hated the fact that he was Barbelos, and he thought he lost his Olam Haba, in that kibbutz thing, they didn't realize, maybe, I don't know if they realized that wasn't his nishtaka, and mainly he wasn't a matzah of kibbutz shtaying. That chiyus, they took away. Hoyd Ovicha. It could be a very well end of the Nami, he's chai in your set, in the sense of the living, and you see a certain shtaying, but if anything's missing in the shtaying, hey, Mitzad, he's missing the Talmud. Ben Skudim Zukrashi, Shekol Mashi, Yimosaloi. He was a Talmud. So the Megalan Rav, Shibasa Yimo, there's a Chesorin in the Choy. So it could be he was teaching Torah, or the Chesorin in the Choy. Over the Mila, the Chiyusa. There's a Mela, Rabbi Yisai. It's a Mela, the Gemusa Haskel, Rabbi Yisai. For us, Rabbi Yisai. What's the terminology of Choy, Rabbi Yisai? How is a person really living, Rabbi Yisai? What's Chiyus? What's Emes of Chiyus, Rabbi Yisai? Noch is steiging, and a person can steig a little bit more, Rabbi Yisai. It's felt in the Chiyus, Rabbi Yisai. He has to understand that the Chap a little bit more, a little better. It's not just in the Nafkemin, Rabbi Yisai. Nafkemin, the Chiyus. He's more Choy. If he can steig better, if he can learn better, if he can learn with a little bit more excitement, and more steiging, there's a shayla in the Chiyus, Rabbi Yisai. It's not just a shayla nafkemina, okay, this or that. It's a different chiyus of us. And there's a tfiyah by us of us. And the tfiyah is to keep going of us, to keep moving forward. You can't just settle for our madregas and ruchnis of us. Many of us, we get to madregas, okay, Baruch Hashem, satisfied. But a person not steiging more, weiter of us, it felt in chiyus of us. Felt in chiyus. So it could be Yaakov Avinu got tremendous madregas, but if you go more, if you can be missing the Gevissa Shtayin, to go more and higher, but that's the tachlis, to go more. The person sometimes gets to a level, he feels satisfied. Baruch Hashem, I'm doing okay. And that's what we have to recognize the miles. We have to sit back and recognize the miles and what we attained in Baruch Hashem. But a person has to have goals and achievements for more of Baruch Hashem, because if he doesn't, then it's not his members. That's what the Goyim says, or Rechaim Lamal, Lamaskel, Lamansumi Shotavdis. That if you're not going up in Ruchdis, you're going down. There's no two ways about it. I said over once also, that's the Psha Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was we're going out to Choron. He was learning now 77 years of learning Basmod in the Beis Medrash and steiging weiter and weiter. Now came the time he has to go out. He goes and he has a dream. And he named Alochi Ashosh Oilam V'Yoyodimboy. Chofetz Chaim learns Pshat in Oilam V'Yoyodimboy that this was the lesson. The lesson was Oilam V'Yoyodimboy, that in Madrigas HaRuchnias you have to keep going up. If you're not going up, you're going down. So learns the Chofetz Chaim that was the lesson of the ladder, that you have to go up, and if you're not going up, you're going down. So he always wanted to add to the Chofetz Chaim, but what was the pshat over here with this Ram? It's because Yaakov Avinu could track, and I'm going out to the world right now. I'm not going to be in the Beis Medrash. Halavai! Halavai that I'll keep my Madrega. Say that I'll be gewaldig. I'll go to Beis Lovon, and I'll stay in the same Madrega. Ganz gut. Ganz gewaldig. I'll keep the Madrega of the Matzias where I got in Beis Medrash Shein Be'eva. I'm going to go to Beis Lovin of a Rosh and Marusha, the Rabbi Hagadol. They also called the Lovin Harav Hagadol. They had the Hey Rei Shei Gimel Rabbi Hagadol. He also got that the Harav Hagadol's initials before he had. I used to send him an invitation, but they didn't realize it was Rabbi Hagadol. So they say the Rami Agadol, the one, the trickster, and Chanik Choyrev, where's Yaakov Avinu going to do over there? Okay, Rabbi, I hope to say the same. Wow, I'll give you a big kiss. I'm going down to America. I'm going out to work. I'm working in an office with Mamish, one man, and 17 ladies. That's behind his breath. One man. Oh, Baruch Hashem, you and no, that would be another 17 other women, people there, not men. Oh, there are cows there. The kids are so but Rebbe, I'm gonna keep the Madrega. Wow, give you a big hug. You keep the Madrega, it's beautiful. For the base Madrega, it's unbelievable. So the Rebbe says, no, it can't. It's not gonna help. You know, to keep the same Madrega, you're gonna go down automatically. You gotta keep steiging. Yaakov Avinu, Tayag Mitzvah Shamarti. He steiged always over there. He was in the learning, Tayag Mitzvah Shamarti. He got to a different level. In the mokum of Ramois and Shakronis and everything, he was able to keep steiging. And that's what a person has to know on his side. That if a person not steiging, Chas v'Shalom, it's me, Kemisa Chashuva. You got to keep steiging. I feel a Ben Golis. He has to go. Torah says v'Noshon v'Choy. He has to live. He has to live. The Torah should tell you, he has to live. That's what it's telling you. It's a normal request. It's a normal din. The Torah should tell you. He goes there, you have to make him live. How do you make him live? Okay, if he has food, okay, physically sustained. But the Gemara says, before we hear, we learn a chidush halacha, that we take his Rebbe, he could be ran up to Ramat HaGolan. He's up there. His Rebbe's sitting, and, you know, at the table with his wife, he says, we have to talk, we're going to have to move. Oh, we're going to move to Rechov Rashbam? No. Where are we going? We're going up to Chispin, to the Ramat HaGolan. What happened? Well, you remember I had this Talmud, Yisachar Belshbaum? Well, he wasn't the best of Talmud at the end of the day. Well, Taka learns out, but not to be kind. You shouldn't teach a Talmud Shein HaHogun. But the Lamai said, what could he do? He had a good heart, he took him in, and Yisachar had a little bit of a problem. He wasn't careful with his knives. He had a problem with his anger management, and he used to throw things at the table or whatever when he got angry. And Nebuch, there was another yid, and he got knifed by Yisachar. And now we're going to start packing. If you want, I can take the bus. It's a 4.5-hour trip each way. I'll see you at 11. dinner at 11. Anyway, b'kitzur, so she has to schlep all the way up there. Why? Why does he have to schlep all the way? He's up to Gemara over the Midrash Yusuf. That means he's a mess with that. But he's a mess. He's learning very nice. We'll put him on a program. We'll get him on the Dirshu program. He'll have all the charts, what to learn every day. Mr. Brura, he'll learn in the morning. A whole program we'll make for him. Dirshu and this. What's the problem? Schlep this Rebbe all the way up there. Because he's going to have more chiyas, more shtayav chiyas. What's chiyas? He'll be able to shtay from his Rebbe. Ovele mila davich yusuf. Ohoi, ovichoi! You're right! He was living, he was teaching, but he was listening to his Talmud, and she wasn't imoy. He was in Avelos, it wasn't the same diet of steiging. Another connection, steiging. This is chiyas, it's not just a mila. No, this is not chiyas, this is chiyas. That's what we have to realize about that. The same way a person runs after another level of wealth, another level to have a little bit more in Gashmir, by say, how a person has to run after Chiyus, by say, Nuchni, by say, to chop something else, he has a Shia they can go to, should I go, can get more Chiyus from it, something else I can start learning, that can give me more Chiyus, by say, we have to understand that we got to keep steiging. Hey, Mitzad! To have chiyas, but hey mitzad, if we don't shtay Hashem Yerachim, it's Yerenes Lamat, Rabbi Yisai. This was the Tichoch, and this was Layochul Anas, Rabbi Yisai. Like you can't answer such as Borot, the Oid Ovi Chai, the shtay that could have been accomplished in Yosef, that they can't answer, Rabbi Yisai. And that was the Tichoch, and that's the Tichoch, how important it is, I want to say, Lefizeh, that the Pshaz, Nochel Kibbis Hashem, maybe because in Mechaj, another Achidish Lefizeh, Yosef tells them after he heard, after the whole story, he tells them, Al Tirgazu Badera, the Gemara in Tainus 10b, that he told them that don't learn Ian on the way. Like, this is the time they start learning Ian on the side. The feet of the hair they just got, that the hair of Chiyas, that there's nothing of Gewisse Steiging, Yosef is aware of this word, that there's nothing of Gewisse Steiging, so they're not just going to learn Bekiyas. Bekiyas should allow to learn the Gemara says, but maybe they're going to want to chop. A gewisse nocha darga, which is Ian Atoyer, boy, said. Nocha chiyus. But Yosef, and now your mitzvah is Al Tirgazu B'Dev. Now is not the time to chab. Your mitzvah is to go back. And then, so Al Tirgazu B'Dev. Don't learn the Ian Atoyer, boy, said. The Melo, this is what you have to understand. Nocha darga, boy, it's not just nocha darga. It's nocha chayim, boy, it's a different chayim. A different level of existence, boy, the more ruchti, you live in a different level of existence, boy, there's a simcha acher, there's a different, under a level of voice. You see the people that shoot off, boy, they're living differently, it's not the same man, just panam chadosh, b'hol akad, it's an under a mensch, a person that shtags more and more, you look at him, it's under a mensch, it's a different panam, boy, it's a panam chadosh, b'hol akad, panam chadosh, b'hol akad, this is the yisoyra, boy, to understand the meaning of chiyus, to oy Yosef Chaim, zeicha to that chiyus, zeicha to be chaim kulcham ayoyim, atem tveikim b'Hashem alokeichem chaim kulcham ayoyim.